Simtov Samach Aleph Sechdalad. Yet on a matzah shruya, a person can take the matzah, soak it in water, and eat it and be yet to the mitzvah of matzah. Mishabur will talk about it. If it sucks for too long, it's a problem. And if you talk about other things besides water, what's the halacha? Okay. Hushla Nimurcha didn't get to the point where it the water caused it to be nimuach. Alim Bishla and a Yetzibah, once you cook the matzah, you're not Yetzibah. So the Mishavura, Sif Yud Zayin. Yetzibah, Mahano B'diyavah, the person is Yetzibah, that's only the B'diyavah, the Chachili shouldn't do that. However, if a person who has difficulty eating matzah, which is dry, or a person doesn't have teeth, or a person physically has a challenge, whatever it is, then you're allowed to soak the matzah in water. You can't sit for 24 hours, because that's already considered kavush, and kavush is kemavushal, and that's, we said mavushal is no good. The interesting Mishara Tzion in Chav Ches, so he says that the problem of Kavash is Kamavushal. Now, this is a quote from Chok Yaakov. Prima Godam of Fakvik, but said the Kavash Mafad Mavliyo, Lamavashal. We say Kavash is Kamavashal. Kamavushal means, regard to the Lachas of Belias, Kavash is Kamavushal. But over here, the issue isn't Belias, the issue is that it's cooked. Then Kavash is not considered Kamavushal. So yellow would not be a problem. Shriya b'mayim. So soaking means in water. Yud ches. V'imutal l'shoyse b'shar mashken u'meperiz b'morok. You can use other liquids, fruit juices, or soups. Yesh teyes v'na poiskim. There are different opinions. Yesh arim the osur. Some say that it's osur. And their argument that it's osur is because the fishem of vegan is tamamatzo. They take away the flavor of the matzah, they put in their own flavor. The shriya doesn't take away the flavor totally, it's just they add the flavor, whereas bishul takes away the flavor totally. So bishul is a problem, but these other things are not. Well, Cain. Zaken ochela shei yafshar lo lecho matzah hashriya b'mayim. He can't eat matzah yavesha. He can't even eat matzah which is soaked in water. He can't eat it. It doesn't go. So what the Lord Yisrael b'yayin or b'shar mashkim, he could soak it in other liquids. Because what has he got to lose? If he's not going to eat matzah, he'll eat matzah at least according to some opinions. Or you'd say. So he only has one option. The other option is not doing anything, eating matzah at all, so you might as well eat matzah, what does he lose? But Awal Shar Kalodim, Shachu Matzah Shriya B'Shar Mashkin, Chutz B'Mayim, Lo Yotzi Dechavosei. So we said, Shriya B'Mayim is Kasher B'Yavid, it works. Over here, even B'Yavid, if he uses other liquids, he's not Yotzi, because you have a mitzvah to eat. You have a Vada Chiyav to eat, and this is not, you're not sure of the Yotzi with this B'Klau.
Why isn't it B'Yavid then, okay?
Because according to some opinions, even b'diavad is no good, because it's a mafik tam matzah.
Okay, so the zokain, so we're following different opinions for the zokain and
well, we're saying this,
the regular person.
With the zokain, we're saying like this: we're saying
he's relying on people who say that it's okay to use shuah.
Well, but I think he's saying more than that. He's saying the case was that the first option is matzah yavesha. The second option is matzah, which is shriya b'mayim, which is that for other people you're to b'diavad for the zokain even the chachil. Now he can't do either of those. So like, see, either he can just do nothing, and for sure not be yotzei, or do it soaked in soup, which according to some opinions they are yotzei. So why not?
Okay, so Zuckin's relying on those opinions who say you're yotzei.
But it's more than
the minority.
It's because he might as well. What's his other option?
Right. So he has someone.
He has no other option. And at least according to those opinions, you'd say, I don't think you'd make a bracha on it.
Right, and the healthy person shouldn't.
A healthy person who has another option, right. So you have another option. You can't do this. So therefore, he has to re-eat. Wherever is the raisa, he has to re-eat it. He has to eat it again. So that's the gay of the first kazayas of matzah. It's also the gay of the kazayas of afikamen. Like according to some Rishonim, that's considered the raisa. So you'd have to be machber. Lagabi kareich, he doesn't seem to say you have to be machber. That's a rabbanon because you're maybe mekul.
So isn't that odd that you don't say that the second one is Yotzei B'dieved? I mean, don't you do that sometimes? If there's people, you know, that you can rely on.
Right, but saying over here that you have a subject on the raisa.
It's the raisa, that's the reason.
So, like, you know, it's according to some shittas, you have not been Yotzei the raisa, the chur, you're still a chiv to eat. This is still talking about the person soaks it in there. The dip it. The whole problem is because it takes away the tam matzah. Just dipping it in is not going to take away the tam matzah. Even later on, we'll see that our minigah is not to dip it. We don't dip our matzahs even in salt, because it's more lechem oni. If you don't have anything to put on it, so obviously it's much more lechem oni. Matzah eaten as matzah than matzah dipped in chicken soup. Otherwise, on a b'dieved al kaponim.
This is saying in what is makbilin in water, or
no, in other liquids,
wine, things that don't give it taste.
Right, but you're not soaking; you're just dipping it in.
So it's not going to give it a taste.
Correct.
Well, it does give it a taste. You still have the tamar of the matzah.
Correct.
You have two tamar.
Mm-hmm. I would say the second way. Now, with that oil, but now we have a different issue. So we're saying that the Yubin Yotzi did a lechem oni with this matzah, which is soaked, as long as it hasn't sat for 24 hours. It says, Dafka, Mani Mikilinim Beshruah B'mayim, Dafka Kishashara Kazayas Sholim B'yachad. The Talmud, the person takes a full matzah or two Kazayas of a matzah, and he soaks it at one time. Because there's a lechem by lechem, when a person soaks bread, and for enough time for the starches to start to leach out of the bread into the water. So we differentiate in halacha between if he's soaking a kazayas or less than a kazayas. Al miyasher pchusas pchus pchusos mikazayas and a yetsa behen yedei vosoi initial kolkacha sheis nablu hamayim machamosa. If they sat long enough that the water started becoming white, literally, I mean, some of the starch started leaching out from the matzah into the water. So, over there, that's called a change the lechem status. See, if it's a kazayas, the cheshivas of a kazayas does not allow it to lose its status. Because less than a kazayas, we say it loses the status of lechem. You're not yotzei. Shorni spavlo b'taras lechem ayereisa. It's not lechem. They only soaked a very short time, and the starches did not leach out, it did not turn white. feeling mechusim and kazayis, lo yobedim mehem shem lechem. So then already the fact that it was soaked, we're talking in water over here. That was just soaked in water, if it's just for a short period of time, it's not a problem. Even if it's less than a kazayis. But if it is, we're saying up to 24 hours, it shouldn't be kovish. So obviously that's going to affect the starches in the matzah and leach it out into the water. But as long as it's a kazayas, that doesn't bother us, because the kazayas itself maintains the concept of the tzuras lechem. Whereas the less of the kazayas, we say it loses its tzayar lechem, the water being mislabing. It's not a chashim piece to start with. So mele, it becomes non-lechem. If it's non-lechem, you can't be used to lechem only with non-lechem. So, I mean, the most cases which are relevant for us, a person makes matzah bray, a person makes French toast. You dip it into liquid for a very short time, not a problem. See, even if the piece is less than a kazayas, so who cares? If you let it sit in the water, some of the recipes for matzah bray tell you to soak it in the water and let it sit, for X amount of time. You come back and you see the water starting to turn white from the starch on the matzah. Mm-hmm. So the pieces are kazayas, it's all a moitzi. The piece of less than kazayas, it's no longer a moitzi. Right. Okay. Hushla nimucha. So he sends it to the bir halacha. It has to be that the matzah sitting in the water hasn't been nimuch, it hasn't disintegrated. So he says to the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha raises the question. There's a madrega the Mar refers to is less than the mucha, which is like totally crumbling, disintegrating, called nismas masoy. It became like started to come. It's a level less than nimuach. If it's nismas masoy, calls much like nimuach. The gamri yotzibah.
Okay. You really got to know this stuff, then.
What?
You really got to know this stuff. what the texture is.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't say, you'll say.
You know, exactly what the level of nimuach is and what
right.
You can imagine, I'm saying, mama's falling apart. So, which is why, obviously, the water is already turning white by that point in time. So, it has to be at least the kazayas. Okay, but if we cooked it, fila im yesh b'chol b'chpsisa kazayis, even if each piece is a kazayis, v'gam yesh adayin tera lechem aleh, hasn't lost its appearance of bread through the cooking. V'sha'achar bishol nisbatam menu tam matzah, because bishol takes away the tam matzah, and it's not matzah for this purpose anymore. Is that my okay. Chazochem the lav davka bishlo. Do it in b'shruy and l'sech roischem. So bishlo would means you'd be cooking it in a kli rishon. Let's say a person didn't cook it in a kli rishon. There was hot water, and then they took it off the fire and they soaked it in that water. Philip Klishena, Yesh the Hakmer, the Lord Shroyser, Imla the Tzurich. Even a Klishena, you shouldn't do this if you want to be Yetzu with it. It's all talking about Yatzeletisboy. But once it's not Yatzeletisboy, it's not Kopishal anymore if the temperature is less than Yatzeletisboy. Okay. But Davka Bemaimo, Bemark, Yesh the Hakmer, Michal Gavni. This issue versus hot versus cold, we're differentiating between i.e. bishul versus just soaking. That's relevant to water. I'm not sure why Marduk. I mean, you know, the cheshbon we had before, just because even if it's cold, it affects the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, but like kolshken, if it's hot, it absorbs. Even if it's a cliche, it's going to absorb in a way which will definitely create a problem. The Mesodish over here adds, in regards to the Bracha of Hamotzi, which I just mentioned, that once it's soaked in Klisheni, once it's in the Klisheni, even though it's yes, lettuce, but it's not considered Mavushal, if it looks like Lechem, you make a Bracha of Hamotzi. Even a piece less than Kazayas. Now, defining what's called Teralechem is one of these elusive concepts. And there are some poskim would say, let's say I soak less than a Kazayas, or I cook less than a Kazayas, pieces less than a Kazayas. And I take them and I grind them up and I make them into a flour like thing and I make it look like bread. So that's called, it has Teralechem. The Torah Lechem that it has nothing to do with the original Torah Lechem. The point, you know, normally we understand the idea is, it was bread. You're coming along and destroying its bread status. Well, no, because as long as it looks like bread still, it's bread. So the male bracha is a mitzvah. You have to wash your hands on a mitzvah. Right? So that's the... But here we have a situation where it definitely lost that. It was ground up, etc. But eventually you made it together and you put it together and you made something which looks like bread. Some say that's called Hester Alechem. There's elements of a Kiddush in that. Okay. So the mechaber in Sif Hey. Im ofu chometz im matzah. A person baked in the oven matzah and chometz. So there's no wish of zeya. There's no liquid there really. So lo nesu elim kein noga b'chometz. The fact that they're in the same oven together and there's problems of zeya, problems of reyach, these aren't items which produces Zeyo or Reach. It's only issues of a touch. Now, if a touch, what do you do? So you break off the area of Ketanatila, what's called Kalacha Ketanatila, and the rest of them, the Matzah is Mutter. So take over the place where it touched. And beyond that, to think this of an etzpa, which you pointed out, it means it's the same length from the forefinger to the tip of his toe, to the top joint, from there to the tip. Not of his toe, excuse me, of his finger. That didn't make any sense. And that same amount is also equivalent of the width of the first knuckle in the thumb across. So the length of the first finger from the first joint all the way to the tip of the finger is the same thing as the width of the thumb across. And both those are called Oviatspa. So you take that amount off. Bashar Mutter, the rest of the matzah is Mutter.
Basu b'chalav, how much do you take off when they touch cold?
They touch cold, so then you don't take it. Just wash it. If theoretically, if they touch hot, there's no liquid there. So theoretically, you need to take klipa.
It's thinner than this. Thing.
Yes, but if it's a dover shomein, which is fatty, so then we say maybe that allows it to spread throughout the foods. Mm-hmm. The food. Okay, zotaramo.
So what? Why do we clean our ovens out before Pesach? I mean, if there's some chometz stuck in the wall of the oven and you're baking the oven, why? Right?
No, there's always the chash.
You feel it's going to fall in?
Well, you know, there's a machaber says, well, we have a chiyuv to clean.
Okay.
You know? But we don't know that, you know, that there's a possibility there was some chametz mixed into some sauce. There's a lot of other possibilities which are beyond this. Here, talking about, you know, dough and dough.
Is this a bit of a thing? Im ofu chametz?
Yeah, you know, nobody's going to tell you, chachil, you should bake chametz and
matzahs. This is all bit of a bit. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Accidentally, you have something in there.
Right. I go, Matzah Shini's Kapla Bathan. Zavuka Ad Shein Shelet Shem Ha'esh. The matzah folded over in the oven. So this was, you know, a matzah kfula. But there's two types of kfulas in halacha. Or, well, sort of. There's something which we deal with halachically. It's clearly a halachic issue of a kfula. But the part of the matzah actually physically bends. Part of the matzah at the end, but to the edge. Your matzah, part of it bends over, or the whole matzah doubles over. So that really blocks the heat from getting into the middle of the matzah at the same speed as everything else. Meanwhile, that's not baking totally. The heat is impacting it, so it's raising the temperature. The chiyuv process go quickly, and you have to be worried about it. A more common issue, which you're going to see, because early the mashkiach should be catching that and removing it, is a case where in the rolling process, one layer of dough got pushed over another layer. So as this is your round thing, and as it's pushing it, so some of the dough got pushed up on top of the other. So it looks more like a Z type of a thing than a kfula. But the reality is you have dough on top of dough. Mm-hmm. But it's all pressed down into one matzah. So the meeker than that's really meeker than that's mutter. It's not called kfula. There's a minute to be macher on that also. But it's not this Roman concept in halacha known as a kfula. Okay. So oisin oso techa pesach. So such a matzah, we say techa pesach is oso. Well, shar matzah is shabbatana mutarma. It doesn't ask the other matzahs. We kind of pesach in lesser rak mokum ha dibuka. So you don't ask the... So if you baked it on Pesach, so you ask for the whole matzah. If you baked it before Pesach, so you ask for Mokum Dibuka, the place where the two sides are kuffel. And that's all the Ramos says. The Mishnah Berurah adds, you need, again, Kedei Netila. Yeah. So the Ramos Vayter really is a new case. Matzah nefucha b'emzios asura. It's a case where the dough got an air bubble inside and it expanded due to the heat, etc., and it pulled apart the two layers of dough, the bottom layer and the top layer. So that's called matzah nefucha. Now we have a lot of times you have a matzah, you have a little bit, that's a very very thin bubble. Let's say for argument's sake that the thickness of a matzah is a quarter of an inch or an eighth of an inch. So if there's this little thing, a layer on top, which is 1 millimeter thick, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, the area itself of the mamash in the middle, it's split. There's this gap in between the two layers. That's a surah. That which you get sometimes like a little trickle of crust, it's encrusted on top. That's not a problem. That's what terrors. Im shnei matzah shoych b'zu al zu b'taner kana mafiyosin is also the habikim matzah kfula. The same way the problem with kfula is that where the bend is, layer of dough on top of dough blocks the heat from getting there as quickly as necessary. Allows it to rise. So if I have two matzahs sitting one on top of the other in the oven, the same problem. Mm-hmm. The place where they're lying on top of each other, each one's preventing the heat getting to the other one. So those, that air will possibly become chametz.
Is there a difference if the matzahs are very, very thin? Like you said, if a regular matzah is a quarter inch and you have two of them, an eighth of an inch. I mean, if you're making thin matzahs and one goes on top of each other and you see it's a quarter inch, so. Because that's what the halacha is.
The Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about the idea of the fact that our matzahs are thinner nowadays. So you have to be careful. You put it in there, in words, I'm not sure the difference in the two cases. If the ones are cases that had happened during the baking process, one happened that happened before the baking process, but you know, at the end of the day, there doesn't, shouldn't be any, too much of a difference. Again, we have this problem that the fire will not be able to penetrate as quickly as possible and strongly as possible through the matzahs, and the matzahs will become chametz. Okay, so that is the Mechaber in this very long Ramos. And the Mechaber said, spoke about chametz and matzah together in the same oven. And Ramos spoke about kfulo. And then he spoke about nefucha. And he said some kfulos and nefucha. And the two matzahs, one on top of the other. So those are the three cases that that the Rambam discusses. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan chafalav im awful." If they baked, filo tachas pesach. Even if this happened during Pesach, which is no din bittul, but it doesn't really absorb one to the other. So what are we worried about? If they touch, they touch. They don't touch. So there's no reich, there's no zeyah. They don't really produce those things. If you baked it even in a small oven, it's not also unless they touched. Even if it's a small and closed oven, so theoretically over there, the whatever zeyah it's putting out should build up and build up and build up. And I'll ask another thing. No, we don't say that. We're machro over there for reich pas. The reich pas iser v'pas heter ein nechshav l'klum. Over there, we're worried about that the flavor of the other item will get into the matzah, but over here, it's pass against pass, and that doesn't really impact. Even if they're oily, which you shouldn't do the chachila either, if any evidence is kosher. And now that they're oily and fatty, we see we have a new issue, the concept of davar shuman. It's mafafeya. So you're telling me that they're together, as long as they don't touch, you're okay. Well, but if they're fatty, that sort of like puts out of this kayach of absorption into the whole kli. So now they should be able to absorb the reyach or the zeyah. Okay. You have to kash out the oven. So, what are you going to say? Here's the bricks where the matzah is under, but now that those bricks absorb chametz flavor, and then they pass it on to next to them, and that passes. No, we don't say that. It doesn't really have a koyach to be mispashit. Normally, that happens through the medium of water. It doesn't expand. See if it's a fatty thing, so that has a power to spread. It is kachush, means it's lean. If it has liquid there, so the liquid allows it to spread as far as the liquid is. But there's no right to over here. Good. So now there's no right to, and it's not a dover shomein. So wherever it is, it is. Wherever it is, it isn't. They touched inside of the oven while they're still both hot, which is biyatsa lettuce. But so you must remove kinetilus malkum where they touched. The width across the thumb of the average precise person. Okay. They say that asters. Mm-hmm. So they raise the question. During Pesach, there's no heter of shishim. There's no heter of pogum. There's no heter of shishim. So you're saying, well, you know, there's no absorption. There's definitely some absorption when they're baked together in the oven. So they let out the son of Zaya meets them over there, they fall back down, it absorbs in, etc. But that's minimal. So before Pesach, you'll tell me that maybe that's bottle. But during Pesach, there's all them bittle. Dvuka. So then we said the case of a matzah kfula, which is dvuka. Even though it folded over, it folded over, but it didn't touch. Mamish ain't lesser. If there's a gap in between the two, so even though it's folded over, it's not also. Even though the credit blocks it from getting inside, but that we're not worried about. But if you can look at where it bends, so it has to reach a certain stage of cremus upon it. It's not doughy anymore. It looks like there's a crust there. But even that didn't happen. So you see clearly that the fire isn't able to get into that spot and heat it up properly because the fire wasn't so hot, whatever it is. But so it's not. It's heating it, but not baking it, which stops the chemo's process. Yeah. Ashen Shoshom, he's afraid it bent over and blocked the fire. The fire can't get in there. Since it's touching and it's not able to bake right away because the fire doesn't get in there so easily, it takes longer, we're worried about it becoming chametz as it's taking longer. So we asked that whole area, Techa Pesach, the whole matzah during Pesach, there's one piece. Maybe it's spread. And he's about to be chosen chametz for Pesach b'mashu. Either shishim doesn't help us during Pesach. So as I said, they asked to take Pesach. It's lomer im ha'afir. How you take Pesach? Those dinner b'mashu. So if it baked then, so the moment of bittul is right as it bakes, or it doesn't bake. So over here, that's during Pesach. Which then Allah is b'mashu. But that doesn't answer the other matzahs. You know, let's hold it here. Yes.